Shalom, this is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today and all this week with two guests from Estonia. And these are living examples of what it's like to be part of an awakening. Because the awakening that came to Estonia, which had been under Soviet system and Soviet rule, and their nation was held under that Soviet system. They were told there was no God. Everything was you have to worship Soviet Russia. Mm-hmm. That was in their textbooks. And then the winds of the spirit started blowing. And what was it like when the very air, you told me, was electric with conviction? People were easy to get born again. And there was like a vacuum. Men are made to worship. And there was like a vacuum over all these millions of people under the Soviet rule. They did not have a satisfaction of worship. So you got born again, Helen. You were 17 years old. The winds of the spirit were blowing. Now I want you to tell some of the stories you told me when we were off camera, how they would take you to preach, how the women would tell you and what you would do.
We had a little group in our church, young people again, and we prayed every Wednesday, and those prayer meetings were very wild always, groaning and sweeping and visions, and we asked God what city you want me us to go, and so God told us what city to go, and then we prayed for this city, and next Saturday we take a train and went there. In the train we sing and gave tracks out Then we went to city, find a central place and started to sing. And then crowd came around us. Sometimes there was like really hundreds of people around us. And I remember it was first time. It was one very big square, and there was like again this big mass of people around us. And one lady was over us, and she said that you're gonna go testify now. And I was just a couple months saved, and I had to go and start to speak, but anointing came. And even they made one photograph, I remember, picture. And on this picture, I was speaking, and there was like light came down on me. And I remember this specific time when they pictured me, I remember this, I had very strong anointing on me. And one time I remember, and then after that, when we speak, always lots of people wanted to get saved. It was so easy. It was like, do you want to get saved? Yes, of course we want.
Isn't that amazing? That's an awakening.
Yes.
All the streets full of people wanted to get saved.
Yeah.
When you asked them.
But only thing was that this time there weren't any good churches yet. So, we tried to help them as much as we could, but church weren't ready. Mm-hmm. Which will different this time now, I believe, that church will be more ready to take all those people in and don't let them go anymore. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time we went to hospital, and again, this was this Holy Spirit leading that there are so many rooms there. And I went one room, there was lots of ladies there, and I started to tell them that Jesus loves you and God loves you, and started to preach, and they all started to cry, and they finally said to me that, do you know that we are all here dying? So maybe next day or next week they wouldn't be there anymore. So for them it was this window.
Just this window to get them born again, but yes. Jesus wanted them born again, and he sent you.
Yes.
And the hospitals were very poor back in those days,
yes,
because the Soviet system had not allowed the people or the countries to know what really was available in the world.
Yes.
And they would be just a big ward of women, like 10, and they'd be just put in this room because they're going to die. And God sent just newly born again young woman in there with the power of God and the anointing, and we would tell them about Jesus, and they would come in. Now, you mentioned that something's beginning to happen in Estonia again, because you had said yesterday that when Estonia got free, then people began to, they had had a void, they had had no God to worship, and then they turned to God, and then this happens with awakenings. Sometimes it begins to wane, it begins to lessen, because the people give their attention to something else. And that happened in Estonia. Now, I know you've got churches now in Estonia, right? And pastors and lots of people that have stayed true to God. But now you told me that something is beginning to happen again. What is it?
Last couple years, we have again young people getting saved. And just recently, a year ago, I could be sitting with two ladies, two girls actually, and long time I hadn't seen this, but this time I saw they came in, they were like very upset and confused, and but seeking God again. And then we sit down with them and started to pray, and during this prayer something happened. One lady said that she just left somewhere, and when she came back she was saved. And all her face was different. She was had light in her face. And she was so happy. So like different person. And so it was this real new birth. And we have been praying for those real new birth like years already in Estonia. And for this awakening and for revival. And because we want this real thing that's gonna stay. Don't go away anymore.
Yes.
And there has been very good teaching now. And I believe God is laying foundation right now. When all those people are coming in, those were first ones. These are will be laborers in this in this awakening. What's coming? So God has timing, and He don't want this crop to be wasted.
No,
He wants everybody to stay in. So He has to have very good foundation.
So He's been doing that.
Yes, I believe.
And you've watched that happen.
Yes.
The foundation grow.
Yes.
The churches, the teaching, the laborers.
Yes.
And now, and you've been praying, and now you're seeing the supernatural again begin to happen with the new births.
Yes, yes.
And this time, it's going to be the fruit that remains.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And what about you, Katie? Are you seeing signs? You've moved over to Scotland.
Yes, actually, it's happening 2004. I started to pray about God's plan.
God's plan.
Yes, and because we knew it, my husband and me, we knew it. We have to go out sometimes. We're one way. We need to just go out, but we didn't know actually where and when, and then. Then 2004, I prayed 2 years. But already this time, my husband found a place where he can go out. This was to Scotland. Maybe some things came just in our mind, but there wasn't actually. After that, when our pastor, Michael O'Loughlin, it was an American man, he came to Estonia, and I belong to this church too. After that, I went to the Raymond Church, and when Pastor Michael Loughlin preached there, and put hands over me, then I feel this Holy Spirit so strongly I couldn't wake up. I was on the floor, and there was Howard there. And I saw the pictures in Scotland, and I saw how like the people are praying there, but they actually don't know how to get answers from God. And then God touched me, and 2006 I went to lived to Scotland too. My husband lived 2 years before that, anyway. And then we are just living now together there, all family, our children, and we are doing just this work what God lead us to do there.
You know, Scotland had a very wonderful outpouring of the Spirit in what's called the Lewis Revival. And I'm going to give you this DVD, and our people can get it. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447. and ask for wind of the Spirit. It's the Isle of Lewis revival that came in 1949 through 1952. And it too hit the young people. And these people are telling the story of what happened when they were very young in one of these awakenings, one of these outpourings. Not everyone knows what they are. Not everyone has experienced it like you are and can tell the difference of when it's there and when it's not there. But what we're praying for and what we're going to have is a great final awakening. An awakening that's going to move over the church and the earth. Fill us with the glory of the Lord. We're going to have miracles, signs, and wonders. And God's going to shake some things.
Amen.
He's doing it right now.
Amen.
Oh, did we ever have a prayer meeting today? You're going to want to go onto our archives and look for our prayer meeting of August 24th, 2011. I was preaching about the shakings. I was telling the things God told us to talk about. And the Spirit of the Lord hit you. It hit you, Katie. And you went down in the floor and you began traveling in the Spirit. Did you know what you were traveling for?
It was global things, I think, and there was some different countries. I just grabbed my hands, and
you grabbed the countries.
Yes,
you saw them like on a map.
I didn't saw exactly what they called. I couldn't see because very strong burn was inside.
It was birthing. It was birthing. If you want to see it, you can see it.
I just couldn't see what you can get. I felt in my fingers was a different countries, and I just grabbed.
You were praying and drawing them in.
Yes, exactly. And then I just like a woman is waiting a baby.
Yes, yes.
Just the same. Yes. I was pregnant, and too many times, just like little babies came out.
Yeah, little babies came out. Now see. Here, this was supernatural, and you need to go online, billybrim.org, and watch it. Because without travail, you don't have real new births. Now, what I see in this is you experience such a new birth in an awakening, in an outpouring. And you were the perfect one to reach out there, and our people gathered all around you and had a part in it, but you were the perfect one to reach out there with your fingers and get them and travel them in birth. And I'm telling you, folks, we're seeing it now. We ate our lunch up here in the little lunchroom, and my daughter Brenda and I were talking. This is it. This is happening now. We went down to Miami, Florida, my son Chip and I, over the weekend. And the power of God for miracles and laying on of hands for healing. My son was laying hands. Hannah over here, my granddaughter, was helping him. And he said, Mother, I thought somebody was pushing me. I kept looking around. And I really think it was the Holy Ghost pushing him to get on out there with that anointing that he's anointed with. And he hasn't really given it like first place. You know, he'd preach and teach, but he wouldn't give that first place. And the Holy Ghost is pushing him. Now, read what they prayed in Acts chapter 4 when the place was shaken. They prayed for signs, wonders, miracles. And then all the society was shaken. And multitudes came to the Lord. That's what we believe is happening right now. And that you can go back and listen to this week over and over. You may want to get your friends, your young people to listen as these women shared with us what it's like to live in an awakening. Billy Brim, Shalom.